9. A far-left domestic policy. Clearly, Obama will make his best effort to present his potentially divisive leftist views with such rhetorical eloquence that their underlying extremism is clouded. Yet, when we look to his voting record to determine his history, we can cut through the rhetorical haze to uncover exactly what issues Obama intends to support. Obama's radical pro-abortion views. A late-term abortion is planned when the fetus is fully developed, sometimes even into the 9th month of pregnancy. The goal of a late-term induced labor is to prevent the baby from living outside the mother's womb, even though the baby is ready to do so. Obama has consistently refused to support legislation that would define an infant who survives a late-term induced labor abortion as a human being with the right to live. He insists that no restriction must ever be placed on the right of a mother to decide to abort her child. More than once, Obama heard Illinois nurse Jill Stanek testify before the Illinois Senate Judiciary Committee relating the following story of an aborted Down syndrome baby who survived a late-term induced labor abortion and was abandoned in the hospital's soiled utility room because the baby's parents did not want to hold him. "I could not bear the thought of this child lying alone in a soiled utility room," Stanek testified before Obama's committee in the Illinois Senate. "So I cradled and rocked him for the 45 minutes that he lived." Stanek reported Obama was unfazed by the testimony. On March 30, 2001, Obama was the only Illinois senator who rose to speak against a bill that would have protected babies who survive late-term labor-induced abortions. Not wanting to be the only Illinois state senator to vote against the bill, a move that even Obama realized would be politically unpopular with his constituency, he took the easy way out and voted present. In the Illinois Senate, voting present is the equivalent of voting no, because a bill must have a majority counting only yes votes to pass. In 1997, Obama voted in the Illinois Senate against SB 230, a bill designed to prevent partial birth abortions. In a partial birth abortion, the baby is delivered feet first, so the head remains in the mother's womb, allowing the courts to maintain the baby has not yet been born. The doctor then uses surgical instruments to crack the back of the baby's skull, permitting a suction tube to be inserted so the baby's brain can be removed from the body. In the U.S. Senate, Obama has consistently voted to expand stem cell research. He has voted against requiring minors who get out-of-state abortions to notify their parents. The National Abortion Rights Action League gives Obama a 100% score on his pro-choice voting record in the U.S. Senate for 2005, 2006, and 2007. Obama, who voted against the appointments of John Roberts and Samuel Alito to the Supreme Court, told Planned Parenthood in a speech on July 17, 2007, "We're at a crossroads right now in America, and we have to move this country forward. This election is not just about playing defense, it's also about playing offense. It's not just about defending what is, it's about creating what might be in this country. And that's what we've got to work on together." Here, translating this lofty language into specifics, Obama was calling for more Supreme Court justices like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We need more programs in our communities like the National Black Church Initiative, which empowers our young people by teaching them about reproductive health, sex education, and teen pregnancy within the context of the African American faith tradition, Obama said, citing his church, Trinity United Church of Christ, as an example. The right of a woman to demand an abortion was, for Obama, a political issue of major importance. With one more vacancy on the court, he told Planned Parenthood, we could be looking at a majority hostile to a woman's fundamental right to choose for the first time since Roe v. Wade, and that is what is at stake in this election. This was Obama's argument to a group why he needed to be elected president, to prevent opponents of Roe v. Wade from being appointed as Supreme Court justices. At a rally in Jamestown, Pennsylvania on March 29, 2008, Obama referenced his two daughters, ages 9 and 6, commenting, I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby. Only a pro-abortion radical would conceptualize an unwanted pregnancy as being punished with a baby. Obama also chooses conveniently to ignore the great harm abortions have done to African American communities. While African Americans make up only about 13% of the U.S. population, their abortions account for 35% of the total. Since Roe v. Wade was passed in 1973, there have been 13 million African American abortions and a U.S. population estimated at some 37 million. The staggering number of African American abortions since Roe v. Wade would suggest the abortion on demand insistence of the political left is permitting genocide to be waged against blacks in America.